Well, let me just say that international cooperation in disclosure, in traceability, and in establishing environmentally motivated standards is crucial to scale up sustainable practices in the agricultural value chains, especially for smallholder farmers. And let me unpack this. Traceability systems enable transparency in supply chains, ensuring that consumers know where their products come from and how they are produced. And this is not just about an ethical sourcing. It also ensures that farmers are paid fairly for their sustainable practices, just as Mr. Aron has highlighted. Through effective traceability, we can monitor the deforestation risk associated with coffee production and ensure that it aligns with national and global environmental commitments, such as those with the Paris Agreement and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. UNDP is already working with countries to develop these systems. For example, in Costa Rica, UNDP is collaborating with the National Coffee Institute to create a pilot project that tracks the entire coffee supply chain from the farm to the consumer, ensuring that coffee production is deforestation-free. This involves providing farmers with the tools and the methodologies necessary for monitoring deforestation and promoting sustainable practices that reduce environmental impact. This pilot is crucial as it will be a scalable model for other countries. Additionally, private companies have a key role in driving this transformation. By integrating the traceability into their sourcing policies, companies like Lavazza and Silvo Cacao ensure that the market incentives and rewards sustainable practices. And furthermore, financial institutions play an integral part in making these systems work. By investing in innovative financial mechanisms, banks can provide farmers with the capital they need to adopt sustainable technologies and improve traceability. However, international cooperation is essential to ensure that these systems are inclusive and accessible to smallholder farmers. In collaboration with UMTAT, UNDP works to foster the exchange of knowledge, develop best practices, and foster financial instruments that support smallholders. These initiatives can help overcome smallholder farmers' barriers, such as the lack of access to credit, market connections, and climate-resilient technologies. And by strengthening these systems, we can help farmers gain better access to sustainable markets and ensure they are equipped to thrive in an increasingly uncertain climate. A clear example of innovation can be seen in Ecuador, where the collaboration between the Ministry of Environment, Water, and Ecological Transition and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock has fostered policies and actions that create effective governance. This partnership engages producers in protecting and conserving the environment while ensuring access to quality markets, as demonstrated by the collaboration with Lavazza. To conclude, addressing the sustainability challenges in coffee and agricultural value chains requires a holistic, multi-stakeholder approach. Governments must create the right policies, the private sector must lead with sustainable sourcing practices, and financial institutions must provide the necessary capital to support farmers. International cooperation is the cornerstone of all of this. Together, we can build a resilient, inclusive, and environmental sustainable coffee sector, one that benefits coffee producers and the broader global community.